people that are being challenged to follow Christ, people that call ourselves Christians, people that say, I believe that Jesus is the way, Jesus calls his disciples to be all in.
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck, your host, in the studio with senior pastor from New Life Community Church in Chicago, Pastor Mark Jobe. Pastor Mark, excited about this brand new series we're rolling out today called All In. All In. And many people, I'm amazed as a pastor that I meet many people who think that a relationship with Jesus is merely adding a little bit of Jesus to their life, adding a little bit of church, adding a little bit of Bible reading, maybe changing their morals a little bit. And in reality, when you read the words of Jesus and your message here today, it's so much more than that. You can't just add a little bit of Jesus, can you?
Yeah, and that's a popular message these days. It's we all feel like we need a little bit of spirituality, a little help from someone higher than us, and it's easy to flow into our culturally accepted way of adding religion to our life. But that's really not Christianity. Today we're going to look at what it means to be all in, and Jesus is calling disciples to not just add him to their life, but to drop it all and follow him.
Yeah, and you're going to give us some real clear steps out of this passage on how to do that.
We're going to be talking very clearly about three keys to living all in. For some of you, it'll be a radical change in the way you think about Christianity. If you believe that Christianity is simply attending a religious service on Sunday mornings for an hour and 15 minutes, or adding a little morality to your life, or cleaning up your language, or checking Christian on your Facebook status, then you're going to realize following Jesus means you lay it down and make him the center of your life, and you get on mission with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Well, this could change everything. This is All In, the first half of the message, and why don't we go into the Word right now.
Today we're starting a series entitled All In. All In. In 1519, a fellow by the name of Hernan Cortez, Spanish explorer and later known as a conquistador, he landed on a territory with about 500 soldiers and 100 sailors. He had 11 ships near what we call today the Yucatan. When he landed on these shores, the sailors and soldiers that were with him heard about this massive army and empire under a fellow by the name of Montezuma leading the Aztec nation. Many of these soldiers were gripped by fear and terror, thinking that we're going to have to fight hundreds of thousands of warriors that are well trained. And so some of them immediately wanted to get in the ship and go back to Cuba, where many of them were from, or go back to Spain and escape. Hernan Cortez did something that's come down as legendary in the history books. He actually commanded the sinking of all 11 ships that were there. And so, to the dismay of the 500 soldiers and 600 sailors, they watched as each one of their ships sank. And then Hernan Cortez addressed his army and said, "We have no retreat plan. We either will leave this country as heroes or we will die trying. There is no retreat plan. No one is going back." And the soldiers, who realized they had no retreat plan, determined it's either do or die. Now, I'm not endorsing Hernan Cortez as a hero because I believe they did atrocious things. But no one can argue about the fact that Hernan Cortez and his soldiers were all in. There was no retreat plan. Some of you here actually speak Spanish because of Hernan Cortez. All in. There are times and places where we have to be all in. We can't jump in half-heartedly. We have to be all in. How many of you know that you've ever been on a day where people are getting into the water and the water's cold? And there's always some people that, well, they don't even test the water too much. They just get in their bathing suit and they dive right in head first, 100%. And you say, well, how could you do that? And they say, well, I'm just going to go all in. I'm not going to test the water. I'm just going to go all in. And then there's others that are on the shore. Some of you are like this. You put your little toe in the water and say, ooh, that's cold. And then 10 minutes later, you're about up to your ankles saying, well, that's, ooh, this is cold. And then you go in and 20 minutes later, you're up to your knees. And then a while later, you're in your waist, and half hour into it, you're only in your waist. And someone says, jump in, the water's great. And you say, no, it's too cold. I'm still getting used to it. And some people spend their entire life on the shore with their feet halfway in the pool, but never diving in fully into the pool, never getting their head wet, never dumping in all the way, never swimming, always on the shore, halfway in, halfway out. There are certain things in life that you can't just be halfway into. You have to be either all in or all out. How about it? 30 years ago, I stood before a pastor with a woman dressed in white in front of me. And the pastor said to me, do you promise in sickness and in health, forsaking all others, until death do you part? I think my wife would have walked out of that ceremony if I said, well, I'm going to try it. I'm thinking about it. I'm going to test it. I'm halfway there. No, I had to say in a strong voice, maybe nervous and crackling, I do. That means I'm all in. And there's certain times and certain places that we have to determine, hey, we've tested the water enough. We've put our feet in the water long enough. Now, am I in or am I out? When it comes to Jesus and following Christ, I believe that Jesus calls his disciples, we, people that are being challenged to follow Christ, people that call ourselves Christians, people that say, I believe that Jesus is the way, Jesus calls his disciples to be all in. I realize that when I'm speaking to a crowd of this size, that there are people all over the map. Some of you are here today and you're exploring Christianity. And if I were to ask you, are you all in? You would say, I don't even know what I believe yet. So I can't say that I'm all in, but I'm checking things out. I'm testing the water. My girlfriend dragged me here, really. And some of you have considered yourself a Christian for a long time, and you've grown up in a Christian church for a long time. Maybe you went to Sunday school when you were young. You've had a Bible on your shelf for many years. When you opened up your Facebook status 15 years ago, you checked the box that says Christian. But in reality, you've been living really not fully in as a Christian. You're half in, half out. You sympathize with Christians, but you're not all in. And then there's others of you that are here, and you've taken the dive. You're all in. You plunged in head first. You are 100% committed to following Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, and you've thrown yourself into that, and you're growing in your walk with God, not perfect, but all in. Today, as we look at Matthew chapter 4, and over the next two weeks, I'm going to talk to you about what it means to be all in, because I'm looking for a church where people are challenged to be all in. I'm not trying to pacify you spiritually. I'm not trying to sprinkle a little light Christianity on you. I'm not trying to make you feel good on Sunday so you can go back to your life and live however you're living. I'm trying to challenge you to be fully devoted, fruitful followers of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. That's what I'm doing. I make no bones about it here. If you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, my goal is that you would leave this place challenged to follow him. Yeah, I'm not trying to make you more religious. I'm not trying to make you feel better spiritually. I'm trying to challenge you to follow Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, who I decided to follow when I was 15 years old, bowed my knee, prayed a prayer, and said, I'm all in. So if you're exploring, I respect your exploration, but I want you to know that I'm biased towards Jesus. And I'm going to do everything that's in my power to call you, to challenge you, to awaken you, to preach it. And so if you say, well, I don't like that, Pastor, then probably you're at the wrong place, because you're going to hear it week after week, Sunday after Sunday, time after time. I'm calling you to follow Jesus. Some of you are going to say, all right, I get it, I'm for it. And some of you are going to listen for a while and say, I don't want to go back there anymore, because they're trying to call me to follow Jesus. And I believe that when Jesus called people to follow him, some of them accepted the message and some of them rejected the message and walked away from Jesus. I've been a pastor long enough to know that some people will turn their back and say, I don't want to follow the Jesus that you talk about. I don't want to make that commitment. There's a cost to pay. There's a price to pay. It's not always easy. I'm not ready to do that, so I would rather walk away than do that. And I understand that. But I'm calling those who are willing to listen to be all in. I'm calling those of you that have the feet simply in the water and are testing and saying, it's kind of cold. I'm not sure if I want to jump all in, because I think there's a lot of people there, people that I would call people on the margins. And I'm challenging you and calling you and awakening you to be all in. And so as we look at Matthew chapter 4 is Jesus calling some people to be all in.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, Come Follow. It's from our series called All In. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18. Our message, Come Follow.
The setting of Matthew chapter 4 is Jesus had already begun his public ministry. Some scholars believe he was maybe a year and a half into his public ministry already. His second cousin, John the Baptizer, remember him? His second cousin, John the Baptizer, had been preaching a message, repent and be baptized, for the kingdom of God is coming. When Jesus came, he pointed to Jesus and said, here's one whose sandals I don't even have the capacity. I'm not even adequate to tie his own sandals. He is the Messiah. Jesus had just found out that John the Baptizer had been put in prison for challenging the king about taking his brother's wife. So his second cousin is in prison. It's getting intense now. And it tells us in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12, when Jesus heard about John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. In verse 17, it says, and from that time on, Jesus preached, repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. You know, there's a time in a season where suddenly the temperature goes up. There's a time in a season where suddenly things get serious. You felt it before, right? You're applying for a job, checking it out, going to an interview, and then a time comes where you have to decide, am I taking this job or am I not taking this job? It's serious now. Oh, it started out with a real casual, fun dating, and you're laughing, and it's casual. There's non-commitment there. You feel like she's free to date other people, you're free to date other people, but it starts getting a little bit more serious. You're seeing each other a little bit more. You have those conversations. And then you have to, what? Define the relationship. And suddenly there's a talk about defining this relationship, and you sit down and she defines it, you define it, and you realize, hey, this is serious now. Now you either bail out or you get in all the way. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You see, there comes a point in time where things rev up to serious and you have to decide, am I in or am I out? Jesus was ministering and now John the Baptizer was in prison, and so suddenly it sounds like Jesus decides now it's time for those that have been listening to my message to decide, are they in or are they out? And he started to preach from that moment on with a greater urgency, and his message was, repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. And I want you to see what Jesus does in Matthew chapter 4 with disciples who had heard the message but yet were not convinced, they weren't all in. And I want to read to you just a few verses out of Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 22. It says, while walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. And going from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, with their father, mending their nets. And he called to them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father, and they followed him. So if you're here today and you have your feet somewhat in the water, but you're deciding, am I all in or am I not all in? I want to challenge you. I want to talk to you about what it means to be all in, because I'm looking for a church. Yeah, I'm looking for a core. I'm looking for a group of people that have decided, I'm not just exploring Christianity. I'm not just checking the box of Christianity on my Facebook status. I'm actually all in with Jesus, ready to roll up my sleeve and follow him all in. That's what I'm looking for. And so, those of you that are wrestling through this, considering and asking yourself, am I all in? I want to give you, there are three keys to all in living that I see in this passage. Number one, we need to follow. A willingness to surrender our way and follow him. I want you to notice what was happening. Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee. I've been to the Sea of Galilee. It's a beautiful place. It's not Lake Michigan. It's a sea, but it feels like this big lake. And Jesus is walking along the shore, and he sees what would be normal to see in that era is a bunch of fishermen who are working on their boats, who are mending their nets, who are getting ready to go out. And he sees a fellow by the name of Simon. Jesus would later change his name to Peter. By the way, I love that about Jesus. He works in us so deeply, so powerfully, that Jesus changes our identity. Some of you used to have a name out on the street. I've heard some of your names. Not sure exactly what they did, but they're kind of scary. But you know, when you come to Jesus, he changes your identity and often calls you by a new name. His name was Simon. Ultimately, Jesus said, your name is not going to be Simon. Your name is going to be Rock. See, he had the name Rock before the real Rock had the name Rock. Your name is going to be Petra, which means rock. Hey, you've been unstable up until this time. You've been wishy-washy up until this time. You haven't been all in. You've been inconsistent. You've been up and down. You've been flaky. But your name is going to go from flaky to rock, because I'm going to do a work such in you, so powerful, so strong, that you're going to rise up to be a leader. Peter didn't even know this at this time, but you're going to rise up to be a leader of the early church. You're going to be so strong in your conviction to follow Jesus that you're going to be a leader, not a follower. You're going to be a pillar, not a flaky individual that can't be counted on. You're going to be all in one day, Peter. And if you read the New Testament, you will realize that Peter actually wrote a few of the books in the New Testament and became a leader of the early church when he was really in the beginning just an inconsistent, flaky individual that showed a lot of he jumped into things before he thought about them and showed a lot of impulsiveness and a lack of restraint, but God raised him into a leader. And so he sees Peter, and he sees Andrew, his brother, and they're casting their nets into the sea. They're about their business, fishing, doing their job. They're trades guys. They haven't gone to any elite school. They're used to working hard. They have calluses on their hands. They've been trained as to how to make a good living in the Sea of Galilee. They have their boat. They have their nets. They know how to do it. They're rough. They work hard. They get up early in the morning. They're not rabbis. They're not theologians. They don't have a PhD in theology. They're just hardworking men, brothers. But Jesus sees something in them. Something extraordinary that other people see fishermen, Jesus sees leaders. How many of you know when the ordinary makes an extraordinary commitment that there is powerful change that happens? And some of you here look at yourself as ordinary individuals, but when you make an extraordinary commitment, then God can use you in supernatural ways. Peter was an ordinary man, and so was Andrew, but they made a decision. They had heard about Jesus. They'd been listening to Jesus, but I want you to see what happens here. They are casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. Jesus sees them. They know Jesus. We're under the understanding that they've had conversation with Jesus, heard Jesus, the message of Jesus, but they weren't all in. They were sympathizers. They were listeners. They were marginal people, and then Jesus says these two powerful words. He says, follow me. Follow me. You see, there's something about the challenge to not just believe in a message, but to follow a Savior and Lord. I believe that a lot of people would consider themselves Christians around Chicago. They would say, well, I believe in the tenets of Christianity. If you go around the streets of Chicago and ask people, what are you? They will tell you their brand of religion. I'm Catholic. I'm Baptist. I'm Methodist. I'm Presbyterian. I'm Assembly of God. I'm Lutheran. I'm Episcopalian. They'll tell you their brand of Christianity. And we have a city that's full of people that consider themselves to embrace a brand of Christianity, but Jesus is not saying, what brand are you? Jesus is saying, are you following me? Can I tell you something? It doesn't matter to me what brand you are. What matters really is, are you following the Savior, Jesus the Christ? I believe that there are true followers of Jesus in almost any brand of Christianity. I believe that there's true followers of Jesus that are Baptist, that are Assembly of God, that are Presbyterian, Episcopalian. I believe that there's true followers of Jesus that are Catholic. I believe that people embrace the message of Jesus and they listen to the message of Christ, but just because you're a part of a brand doesn't mean you're a follower of Jesus. Just because you go to New Life Community Church and we teach the gospel of Christ and there's true followers of Christ does not mean that you are a follower of Christ. It means that you associate with followers of Christ. It means that you gather with other people, but it doesn't mean that you are following.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's message called Come Follow, which is from his series entitled All In. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.